My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, before I get into my topic for this particular segment, and I do have some urgent news that I need to share with you, and I have to be very careful in how much of this information I bring because there are some serious security concerns. But another topic that is of great concern and significant importance to me is what's happening to our children in our schools. And this has been going on for many years. I've warned about it. I began, you know, warning folks here in Texas. In fact, I spent 18 years in California warning what would happen when they were finally able to get the issue of quote unquote same-sex marriage. It's not same-sex marriage, folks. It's sodomy. It's the legalization of sodomy. And Justice Scalia, back in the 1970s, when the Texas sodomite law was overturned by the Supreme Court, warned the world about what would happen and what was going to happen and how this would go into our schools, how this would victimize our children. And no one wanted to listen to him. No one wanted to hear him. He was nuts. He was crazy. He was just a scallywag for having said such things. And yet here we are in 2022. He has died, and I believe under very mysterious circumstances, but nonetheless, he has passed. And I started warning. I fought this in California for years, the whole issue. We passed what became Proposition 8, but what folks don't know is, maybe they don't know, is that there were two other battles before Prop 8 where the people of the state of California, in majority, said, no, marriage is to be between a man and a woman, and we want that in our Constitution. And we voted for it. Overwhelmingly in favor of it, 60-70% in favor of it. And each time some judge, some court, some radical judicial tyrant overturned the will of the people. And finally, we had the battle over Proposition 8. And again, the people overwhelmingly voted that marriage was between a man and a woman. That's what Californians believe. That's what they wanted. And quite frankly, in a healthy culture and a healthy society, that's the only way that the society continues it, and the only way that it perpetuates itself. Anal sex does not get you a baby under any circumstance, period. It doesn't. And especially, well, no, it just, it doesn't. But anal sex between two guys, two males, two men can't have a baby together. It's impossible. It's biologically impossible. So here's that battle going on. It is lost in the Supreme Court of California, and that's what caused, that was part of what in my mind was the reason it was time to get out of California, was is I didn't want my youngest child to in any way have to deal with being indoctrinated into this anal culture. And so we moved to Texas, got here to Texas, and one of the very first gatherings that I went to, group gatherings that I went to, was a pastoral gathering, pastoral ministerial association, where we were told in that gathering, that the school would no longer allow the Bible to be handed out to seniors that graduated, that the ceremony where the Bible was going to be handed out to them, which was voluntary, by the way, had to happen off campus somewhere. It could no longer happen on school grounds. And I thought, you know, this is a warning sign. Somebody should say something. But I was the brand new kid on the block. So I thought, well, not that I was a kid, but nonetheless, I thought, surely there is someone else here who will speak up, but no one did. And I should have. My bad. And so then, within a couple of years, I was asked to be the Oak Initiative chapter leader, and everybody here in Texas was concerned about Islam and passing a bill that would essentially stop, I think it was called ALAC, that would essentially stop the proliferation of Sharia law, because the very first Sharia law court was in Houston, Texas. And Texans were saying, whoa, 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 we don't want Sharia law in our state. And so there was an effort to try to address this and to battle back against Islam. And even at that point, understanding that we had a terrorist problem because we had an open border. All well and good. But I also suggested to them that we had another problem that was going to infiltrate our schools, a sexual perversion problem that was going to be addressed and attacking our children, and that we better get on top of that, and we better become aware of it, and that there was such a thing as an agenda called the overhauling of straight America, and the homosexual agenda was a part of the perverting and the sexual perversion and push of pornography and so on upon our children in schools. But nobody wanted to hear it. If you're going to have any more meetings talking about this, we're not going to come. We're not going to come. This isn't coming to Texas. This is not a Texas problem. We're Texas. We don't have this. Well, here, take a look at this.
Rest with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a 4-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design. It's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
All right. So there you see the effects. This is what's happening to our children. And, you know, there's even more. If you watch this film, The Mind Polluters, and you begin to understand who Dr. Alfred Kinsey is and the influence that he's had and is having on our comprehensive sex education program, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, as the children go, so goes the nation. There's a psalm, I was looking for the actual quotation, that says, you know, as the children go, so goes the nation. But, there's a movie called The Return to the Hiding Place, and there's a quote, I believe it's by Goebbels, that talks about, that's the Nazi, by the way, that talks about, you know, give me your children, and if I have control of your children, I'll have control of your country. We in Christendom and in conservatism, we've lost control of our kids. We've lost an entire generation. It cannot be spoken enough, harped on enough, talked about enough that as much as 20%, George Barna's research suggests even as high as 39%, of 18 to 25 year olds identify somewhere in the LGBTQ arrangement, that's their sense of identity. And it's not because they were born that way. You know, we compromise in everything. I'll be back to talk about that coming up. And then the serious security issue I need to talk to you about and the urgent need I have in India. And you can find that at the website, childrengenerationradio.com.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Oh my goodness, there's so much information that, you're just not gonna hear that I really want you to hear. And as you know, my goal here is not to create fear in you. My goal is to create knowledge. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. My goal is to give you the instructions necessary to know how to combat what's taking place. How to fight it spiritually, how to fight it in the natural, how to prepare for it, how to get ready for what's coming, and how to engage in advancing the kingdom of heaven, which is ultimately, that's our primary purpose as believers here, who have received salvation through Jesus Christ, is to advance the kingdom of heaven. And so I don't get into hyperbole. And I'm not belly aching about that. Oh well, you know, nobody wanted to listen. Da 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 da. And I told you so. That's really, it's not the point. It's not what I'm attempting to want to communicate. What I am communicating is that this issue regarding our children in school and the perversion and what's happening is so critically important, and it's why we have to fight this homosexual agenda. It's why we have to push back against it. It's why parents have to show up at school board meetings and say, no, you're not pushing your gender twisters on my kid. You're not telling my child that your perverted lifestyle is acceptable and is okay, and that my son and my friend Susie's son should consider touching one another in their privates to see what that feels like so they can decide whether or not they like it. Or because Cindy dresses her brother up like a little girl and takes him to her pretend cocktail party or coffee party and they play dress up at home, that means that Bobby must want to be a girl. These kinds of things have been going on for forever. When I was a kid, we played dress up. When I was a kid, we went to my godparents' home and we all got dressed up. And then at the end of the evening, we put a play on. We did a whole play, a whole production. Every time we would get together, we would put on a play. We'd write the play out. We'd create the play. We'd create the characters. We'd grab old clothes. We'd all dress up. His two daughters, my sister, and me. I was the only boy. So a lot of times I dressed up as all kinds of different things because it was part of the skit. But it didn't have anything to do with any of that. I can tell you. No, look, at the end of the day, the bottom line here, folks, is they're perverting kids. And I was going into Goebbels. There's a film called Return to the Hiding Place. There's a quotation in that film that says, if we can get your youth, they've got them. So we better understand they've got our kids, and we have to take our kids back. We have to take our schools back. And that's why the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland and this group of Nazis that have taken over Washington DC, these authoritarians, that's why they're freaking out about parents showing up at school board meetings and calling the parents all kinds of crazy things and crazy names and domestic terrorists and so on. That's why they're saying all this nonsense. Because they know that if we get our kids back, that they lose. And they've been able to slow boil our children. Heck, a lot of you folks that are listening, that are out there, that are in your mid-30s and mid-40s, they boiled you, and you've just recently realized that they boiled half your brain, and you're going, man, I'm cutting that part out. That's crazy. I can't believe I thought that way. Well, thank God that you figured it out. You're getting your head on. Thank God. That's awesome. And I pray that a conversion and a true encounter with Jesus Christ was a part of getting all of that junk out of your trunk. All right, last two things. Steve Kirsch has a chart here that I'm going to show you if you're watching us very quickly. This is from the Social Security Administration, and it is a whistleblower that put this chart out that says that the increase in the number of vaccine deaths is happening 5 months out. The greatest number of vaccine deaths, whether it's the first shot, second shot, third shot, what have you, is happening 5 months out, which is why we're not seeing. This is the Social Security Administration Death Master File, ages 18 to 55, all causes, max increase 60% on 9/9/2021. Percent increase in daily deaths from 2020 to 2021. And this is, you know, we had that big push for vaccines back here. And 5 months later, boom, here we see this spike in deaths. All right, I'm going to have to jump. Check out the blog, please. I need your help in India. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I thank you so much for being with me. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very, very excited to have my next guest with me. And he is the author of a brand new book. It is called Critical Race Theory and Woke Culture, America's dangerous repeat of China's cultural revolution. And if there's anybody who is positioned to be able to write about this and speak about this, it is my next guest. He survived communist China's cultural revolution, thrived in capitalist America, and I want to welcome Mike Zhao to the program. Mike, welcome. So good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Mike, we were talking, in the break about, this indoctrination that took place, the cultural revolution that went on in China. And I want you to talk a little bit about the history going back to 1958, what was going on there. And then I also would like you to parallel it with what we talked about relative to parents, because I was talking in my first segment about parents and about children and about how children are being sexually perverted in school by the homosexual agenda. This is another layer on top of that that you and I are talking about, but it's still part of this cultural revolution.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to tell the audience, my family suffered miserably during the Chinese Cultural Revolution. My father was tortured, lost freedom, and my grandparents, their crime just simply because they used to be landlord. They were deprived of the right to live in the city and being forced to relocate to a poor mountain village. When I was six, I had to go with them, taking care of them, because, my grandfather already disabled, has very poor vision, and my grandma already have the heart attack, right? Already have symptom. But right. A few months later, because heart attack, my grandma passed away. That kind of miserable experience I lived through during Cultural Revolution. So, answer your question. Actually, communists started this kind of indoctrination, also censorship, this kind of council culture as early as 1958, when Chairman Mao, the dictator, launched the anti-rightist campaign. He, put hundreds of thousands of outspoken intellectual who just given some advice to the government or slightly different opinion. He put them in concentration camp and destroyed, hundreds of thousands of them. That started. And 4 years later, Chairman Mao launched so-called the class struggle theory education nationwide. Their communist propaganda machine called the People's Education published one editorial basically claiming the love among the class class friends among the workers, peasants are superior to the love to mom, love to your family, love to your colleagues. So 4 years later, they trained tens of millions of very ardent Red Guards and called revolution rebels and launched a violent cultural revolution and tortured millions of people, including my father, also and murdered millions of people in China, also destroying our cultural heritage. All the temples, all the historic facts, arts, being destroyed. So that is one of the, worst, human-made tragedy in modern history.
And people need to also, I think, understand that while that is, those are historical facts, the oppression and the march to silence dissenters within the Chinese culture and within China continues, and that's a reflection. And the reason that we want people to understand all of this is it's a clear reflection, and it's the roadmap that is being followed by our own government, quote unquote, that is in power today. That's what they're trying to do to us. It may seem somewhat more benign, but when you consider what's happening with January 6th, when you look at what just happened to the 45th president of the United States, who had his residence ransacked by the FBI, you must look at these things and say, my God, am I in America or am I in communist China?
That is correct. As a matter of fact, as early as 2020 in the summer, when I saw like Black Lives Matter launch the like violent demonstration, I saw like so many like employers fired their employees simply due to some kind of language, political incorrect language, labeled as racist language, right? And also professors like Georgetown law professor simply because she said one truth, that some Black students' academic performance were, you know, are poor. Just this kind of things. Also, California, one professor said, you know, refused to give Black students favor in terms of grading, you know, their final exams. All got fired. These kind of things silence, you know, the opposition, seven silence different viewpoint. Also during the 2020 elections, the cover up of the Hunter Biden scandal and use the so-called misinformation to cover up the Wuhan lab, you know, theory. All things happening remind me living in China, living in Cultural Revolution. So, you know, there's a lot of similarity. As Matt, you know, to answer your early questions,
yeah.
I see, at least six similarity. Number one, the current, you know, critical race theory and the Chinese Cultural Revolution all trace to Karl Marx's lies. In China, they use class struggle theory to launch a Cultural Revolution. Here, we use the racial struggle. You basically divide the Americans into the oppressors, oppressed. In China, they divide the Chinese people the same way, right? Landlords were oppressors, and, you know, the peasants are oppressed. They use divide and conquer, right? I just mentioned. Also, they use censorship, cancel culture to suppress oppositions. Also, similarly, they change the culture, rewriting the history, indoctrinating citizens. Like here, we have 1619 project. In China, they use so-called materialist history, Karl Marx theory, to rewrite Chinese history. They change the culture, destroy all the history, heritage, all heritage. Also, finally, they use this stage, the social unrest, transforming the government institution. So all six playbook were used by China, by communist, you know, Maoist about 50 years ago. Right now, unfortunately, Joe Biden and radical left are using the same exact playbook to destroy America.
So knowing what we now know and having watched this, and we should also suggest and make sure the folks understand that China wasn't the first place that this playbook was run. They ran this playbook in Russia, right? This is exactly how the communists took over. It's how Lenin and Stalin initially took over. Saul Alinsky writes about it and kind of gives the script for it, if you will, in his book. But this was not brand new as far as its implementation. So now the question becomes, now that we're living here in America, we have a few tools that didn't exist in some of these other cultures, I believe, as far as our rock and our foundation, our constitution and so on. But, yep. But Mike, how do we combat this? How do we fight back against this? And not get sucked into repeating history and becoming puppets, where they're pulling everybody's strings?
That's a very good question. You know, in my book, I wrote, basically, we need to go back to America's founding principle. like freedom of speech, provide protection of individual rights and individual property, free market system, and like also meritocracy, equal opportunities, election integrity, all the good things being laid out by our founding father. You know, one thing I want to point out, so right now, tens of millions of Americans, especially young Americans, blindly follow the radical left, you know, that indoctrination. Why? Because they, what they say, they use like some kind of packaging to package their like policy as something benign, will benefit the poor, benefit right. the disadvantaged communities, but like lesson, but we need to tell all young Americans there, when you look at a policy, you should not only look at the purpose of policy, you should look at the results. You know, communists, right? They claim they want to have the poor, but destroyed 100 million people.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back to this. We're talking about how do we stop this? How do we turn this back? Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit formula. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Mike Chow. He is the author of Critical Race Theory and Woke Culture. You can pick that up at Amazon. And if you do use Amazon, please use the charity Faith Harvest Church. Faith Harvest Church. You can go in and use smile.amazon. Type in Faith Harvest Church as your place to donate, and a percentage of that sale will go to help our ministry in India. And as I said, we've got some very serious security concerns. We had to put cameras up at our church, cameras at our pastor's house. The police came last night and warned him that he is on the list to be assassinated.
Wow.
And so we need security, and I don't have funds to send. I've got to get some help. So please help us. You can see right up here, paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, whatever you can spare, Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, or Venmo at PastorGregCGR, whatever you can afford. But paypal.me/PastorGreg, Cash App is $PastorGregCGR, or Venmo is at PastorGregCGR. As I said, the police came last night and told our pastor that he is on the list to be assassinated. We have to get cameras up at the church. We have to get cameras up at his house immediately, and we have to provide some security. We're doing a great work over there. Over 500 churches we've planted, 32 freshwater wells, 90,000 people every day are getting fresh water now. We're getting ready to put our 33rd freshwater well. StopHate.com just donated. So this Saturday, we're putting in our 33rd freshwater well. We just launched our 5th sewing school for widows. We've just now launched 2 brand new satellite sewing schools for widows. We've got 36 women who are widows because their husbands were killed for being Christians, who are in training right now. And we've got another 64 women who've already come through the course, and at the end of the course, we bless them with a brand new sewing machine so that they can start their businesses. And you can be a part of all of that. And the security issue is major, so we can protect my main pastor, Pastor Samuel, and his family, so this work can continue. So please help us. All right. Mike, we're talking about this. I mean, what's happening in India, these kinds of things, authoritarian governments that basically shut down people and their freedoms and their liberties. And, we love the Indian people. We're not speaking against the government at all. This isn't even the government that's doing this. This is religious sects that are having an issue with our Christian message. But over here, it's kind of the same, because as you and I were talking about it, communism, Lenin said communism was a religion. Stalin said communism is a religion, and its God is the government, because we're atheists.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, it happened. They're taking away the people's individual freedom, taking away people's assets, taking away people's lives. A lot of things happened. I lived through. I witnessed that. Absolutely, we have to fight. But currently what's happening in America is another form of communism. It's cultural, Marxism, right? They are doing this to take away our freedom. In my book, I actually summarize, if we don't stop the woke culture and critical race theory, America will become a nation that is divided by racial identity and focus on racial struggle and internal fighting, will become an oppressive nation that uses censorship, cancel culture, and violence to silence opposition, will become the nation not focused on educating their children for a good life, but indoctrinate their children to become social justice warriors to tear down this nation, will lose our history and also invaluable cultural heritage. We'll also lose our technology leadership and economic prosperity, because they will impose racial equity. They will take down the meritocracy. So at least about 7-8 of dire consequences China already, endured. So if we don't stop the woke culture, the critical race theory, this will become an authoritarian nation, an oppressive nation, have everybody living in poverty.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the whole idea behind that is, is to eliminate the middle class, to eliminate the opportunity for people to improve their lives, and to keep everyone under this oppression. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is always an elite. There is always an elite. And that elite is who is going to be driving the messaging, and the rest of us are going to be down underneath them. And the minute we pop our heads up, they're going to try to cut our heads off. That's the direction that we're headed. And it's not the direction of America. America is set up for the individual to have the opportunity to be the very best that they can be. It's why our border is flooded for the most part with people that are saying we want what America has to offer. Mike Zhao, Critical Race Theory and Woke Culture. We're out of time. We'll be, we got another minute. I mistook the clock. I love that you were reading a quote out of your book. Because it's so cool when you write something. Sometimes you even look at it and you go, man, I wrote this. This is... I was having one of those epiphany moments and I wrote this great thing. Mike is just an eloquent speaker and such a tremendous voice in this struggle, and I really encourage you to get his book, Critical Race Theory and Woke Culture. There's nobody can speak better about these kinds of issues than someone that has grown up and seen them firsthand. And I'm always, always impressed with people, foreigners who come over here having experienced these things in their own countries and come to America and are the ones that are able to help us see the water boiling around us and say, stop, don't do that. So thank God, Mike, and I thank God for you. Critical Race Theory and Woke Culture. Now we're out of time. I'll be back right after this.
Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. It was very nice to talk with you again. Terrorists. I think 2 years ago we had a brief conversation.
It was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? And he said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, we have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with your
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
They got it. Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison, and my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.